Welcome back to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, and I've spent years researching, testing, and optimizing my body and brain, partnering with top experts to bring you science-backed tools that help you feel and function your best. Today, I'm joined by Rani and Vita, the incredible co-founders of WeNatal, a supplement brand that's redefining fertility support for both women and men. After experiencing their own pregnancy losses, they uncovered a major gap in the conversation around fertility, specifically the critical role of male health and sperm quality. This sparked their mission to create the cleanest, most effective prenatal supplements on the market. In this episode, we dive into fertility myths, male versus female deficiencies, the connection between toxins, nutrition, and hormone health, and how you can optimize both egg and sperm quality through intentional lifestyle changes. We also talk about how most supplements fall short and what sets WeNatal apart with its research-backed filler-free formulation. And if you're enjoying the episode, it would mean so much if you could subscribe, share, or download the show. It's completely free and helps support the podcast so I can keep bringing you valuable conversations like this one. So now let's dive into this amazing episode.
Okay, so welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I'm so excited because we are here with Vita and Rani, and you guys are founders of this amazing supplement company called WeNatal that supports fertility. And this is a big topic because I feel like right now we are on a crisis. So many people are having a difficult time getting pregnant, and I feel like it's getting worse. So we have so much to get into. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate you taking on the time. And if you have just a little backstory, where WeNatal, how WeNatal became the company you developed, and what was your inspiration?
Yeah, it's a fun story, and thank you for having us. We're so honored to be here. Ronit and I met in our corporate careers, and we are the best of friends, and really never really dawned on us that we would start a supplement company. But how we got here was when we both experienced pregnancy loss. I had one before that. I had a pregnancy loss where I was very completely dismissed in the system, and my doctor just told me it happens and I'm 1 in 4 and I should keep trying. And I was incredibly devastated, but just took it as fact because I really didn't know any different. And Ronit, as my best friend, who was immersed in the functional medicine space, she was working alongside Dr. Mark Hyman. She knew everyone in the wellness space, kind of encouraged me to go deeper. And in that journey, I checked my thyroid. I found out I have Hashimoto's. I learned so much about my health that seemed normal. It seemed like I was always in range with the lab work, but I actually learned so much that normal isn't always optimal, and there was much more to the story. And so she helped me, and I went on to have a baby girl. And in 2020, we were trying to conceive, and I had my second miscarriage. And again, incredibly painful. I still think back, I had a toddler at home, so you can't really go down that same rabbit hole. You just kind of keep moving, knowing your body can do it. But the thing that was different this time was Ronit called me a week later, and she had a miscarriage. And for me, it was completely shocking because my first pregnancy at the age of 38 was, you know, normal and overall easy, you know, more or less. I don't think there's like any easy fertility journey, but you know, I had, at that point, Eden was 4 years old and I had a miscarriage, and I was shocked because I was working in the functional medicine space with the best doctors, Dr. Mark Hyman, and I was doing all the things that I thought were the right things. I was taking a good quality prenatal, and I was at that point in my life, I had already eliminated all the toxins out of my house, and I was using clean beauty products. And, I was shocked. And when I asked my doctor, what can I do? Why do miscarriages happen? And what can I do to optimize my health for better outcomes next time around? She said, there's nothing you could do. It just happens to 1 in 4. And that didn't
that didn't intuitively make sense to me. No, like being that I was in the functional space at that functional medicine space at that point for 4 years, it didn't make sense to me that there's nothing you could do. And so I started to dive into the research and accessing all of the amazing doctors and nutritionists that at that point I had met. And I learned that 50% of miscarriages happen because of bad sperm quality.
So I never thought I'd include whey protein in my diet until I found Kona Nutrition. Now I get it, why it's everyone's go-to for building muscle, because it actually works. I had the pleasure of interviewing the founder, and we talked all about whey versus beef isolate and why whey is more effective when it comes to building muscle. But Kona Nutrition is more than just protein powder. Their whole mission is health first. Their whey comes from cows that have 2 acres to roam. It's grass-fed, RBST-free, no soy, no GMOs, no antibiotics. It's minimally processed with the lowest heat possible, which makes it way easier on the digestive system. And it's third-party tested. Seriously, it's the cleanest whey protein I've ever tried. I add it to my froth milk, my cookies, my psyllium husk breakfast, and it's the perfect way to start your day with protein to help balance blood glucose and stay full longer. You can find the link in the show notes for a special discount, or you can use my code BIOHACKERBLONDIE at checkout.
And I was blown away by this information, but really the biggest, our kind of light bulb moment, as Oprah calls it, was when we learned that men who take antioxidants like CoQ10, NAC, vitamin C, vitamin A, have a 5 times higher chance getting their partner pregnant and really improving their outcomes. Because when men take antioxidants, it has a protective mechanism essentially on the sperm quality. And when you're improving sperm quality, you're improving pregnancy outcomes. And so I called Vita. I was like, we need to create a men's prenatal. And the foundation of this men's prenatal is a antioxidant blend. And, you know, of course, it also has like B vitamins and all sorts of other things. But we were blown away by this information. And in early 2020, when we found this out, nobody was talking about this. Nobody was talking about the role of men's fertility in the lifelong health of the baby, in the health of the pregnancy. And now, at this point, 5 years later, we're starting to learn more about the role of sperm quality as it impacts not just miscarriages, but preeclampsia in women, gestational diabetes, and overall long-term health of the baby. So we basically never looked back. That was, it took us 2 years to develop WeNatal. And of course, we also have a women's prenatal because even though the market is super saturated and you can find thousands of brands out there, we couldn't find a brand that met our standards of quality and really the standard of quality of essentially the medical advisory board that we built when we started to build WeNatal.
So, yeah, I think a lot of men are not thinking it's always focused on the women, and it's both. And men need to think about their quality and not just quantity. So, yeah. Well, what makes the sperm, I guess, be a good quality? So you're saying it needs to have antioxidants.
So essentially, the thing that damages sperm quality is oxidative stress. So how do you get oxidative stress? A crappy diet, lifestyle, processed foods, not moving, and just general stress, alcohol, toxins. And the sperm, they're very delicate because they're outside of the body. But men have this superpower.
I recently went to a wellness conference and discovered something I had to share. This amazing little device called Filter Baby. It's a faucet attachment for your bathroom sink that filters out all the contaminants in tap water. And let me tell you, it makes your skin glow. At the booth, all the girlies showed me their before and afters, and I was honestly shocked. I just added it to my own faucet, and I can already see a difference in my skin. most tap water is full of chlorine and chemicals that strip your skin's microbiome, killing good bacteria and causing skin dysbiosis, which leads to breakouts and dullness, but not with Filter Baby. If you care about what goes on your skin as much as what goes in your body, this is a game changer. You can use my code BiohackerBlondie or head to filterbaby.com/biohackerblondie. Again, that's filterbaby.com/biohackerblondie for a special discount.
And I think this is like a superpower that more and more people should be talking about. The superpower in the dorky terms is spermatogenesis. They are constantly regenerating sperm. They are in every second of the day generating 1,500 sperm. So a man today, his sperm has been created in 3 months prior to the sperm that he ejaculates today. And so when we think about that, if you're reducing oxidative stress by consuming a good quality prenatal and a healthy diet and, you know, removing toxins, like, let's call it the toxins that are maybe legal but not necessarily optimal for fertility, marijuana, smoking, alcohol. If you do that, you can completely transform sperm quality in 3 months. Now, as women, we're having kids later in life. Can you biohack your fertility? Yes, but you're not going to get a complete new batch of eggs in 3 months. What you're going to do is take the existing eggs that you have and optimize how they mature, and that creates good egg quality. But for men, they are constantly in this process of spermatogenesis, and they bring to the table such an important part of the equation, which is a new batch of sperm every 3 months.
Also, I heard that you shouldn't be in a sauna for men 3 months prior. That's something you have to think of as well. So what is in the supplement that helps with the antioxidants for men specifically? Because I wanted to also get, you know, you have your typical multivitamin. And then, of course, yours is definitely a different quality. But what makes it also different from a multivitamin?
Yeah. So a few things going back to the sauna comment. Sperm just don't thrive under heat. And that's why they are outside of the body versus inside of the body. And so it is important to note, because your audience, I'm sure many of the men that listen to your podcast, you know, go into sauna because it is a super healthy thing to do on a regular basis for detox. But for men in the preconception timeframe, we don't recommend it. We do know some men that just, they have to go into the sauna. So for them, they could go in with like an ice pack or like, you know, just making sure to keep it cool down there. Back to our formula. So we formulated WeNatal with CoQ10, which we know CoQ10 supports mitochondria. It has NAC. It has the antioxidants, which is like high dose vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E. And then you go into the B vitamins, which are super important. And we talk about the distinction between methylfolate and folic acid. So our B vitamins are methylated, which means anybody can absorb them. I'm sure you've spoken about the MTHFR genetic mutation on your podcast. And so around 40% of the population have this mutation, and they cannot... Me too.
Same.
All of us. And so they cannot utilize folic acid, which is the synthetic form of folate or vitamin B9. And so the reason why, so that's the main reason why WeNatal is, both the men's and the women's prenatal has methylfolate. It's bioavailable. Anybody can absorb it.
Yeah, and I would just say there's so much we learned when actually going into the supplement industry. It's not just every ingredient, which we've obsessed with our medical directors. If you go on our website, literally every ingredient and the dosage is published and the research behind it. And so you could be ensured that there's intentionality behind it. But what we found is that not only is everyone not using the best quality ingredients, there's a lot of synthetic forms. There's also a lot of other things in supplements that really shouldn't be there. So what also sets WeNatal apart outside of the best quality ingredients is the fact that there's no fillers, no additives, no excipients outside of your nutrients. And when we learn that the supplement industry is actually not regulated by the FDA, that really anyone could put anything in there and tell you it's healthy and good for you, we learn how much we had to be advocates for our own health. And I'm sure your audience is already doing all the things, but just turning a label behind and to see the other section should be void of like literally a paragraph of things that could be all really toxic, not only to your health, but especially when you're trying to conceive.
So some ingredients that people should avoid in the fillers.
I mean, you have, if you go to CVS and or like a Target or like a Costco and look in the standard prenatal that they carry, let's call it one a day, which is probably, I would say, maybe the number one. I don't know, but like it's probably a top prenatal because you see it everywhere. It has a paragraph of junk and colors. And honestly, Jenny, there are words that I can't even like pronounce and repeat to you. It is the same exact thing as when you're looking at ultra processed food and you cannot pronounce the words that are on there. It's the same thing in the supplement industry. And the reason why brands include them is for shelf life, for ease of manufacturing, for stability, for reducing cost, and that sort of thing. We don't have any fillers, and it's harder to manufacture our supplement, and it's more expensive to manufacture supplement, but the consumer deserves better.
Definitely, especially when you are trying to get pregnant and you need your body to be, full in health, What I know you guys talk about deficiencies as well. So what are the common deficiencies you see with women that maybe is a reason why they're having difficulty getting pregnant?
One of the biggest keys to long-term health and longevity is something so simple but often completely overlooked, and that's clean air and clean water. That's why I personally use AquaTrue for my water filtration and Air Doctor for my air purification every single day. After researching for years, these are the two brands I trust most for my own health. AquaTrue uses advanced reverse osmosis technology to remove over 80 contaminants, including PFAS, fluoride, and microplastics, things that most standard filters don't even touch. And Air Doctor uses Ultra HEPA technology, removing 99.99% of airborne particles, way beyond what most air purifiers can do. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I can't think of a better gift than giving someone you love the gift of true health, clean air to breathe and pure water to drink every single day. Both of these have been absolute essentials for me, and I truly believe they're foundational for anyone serious about wellness and longevity. You'll find a special discount link for both AquaTrue and Air Doctor in the show notes below. Give the gift of health this Mother's Day. It's one of the most powerful gifts you can give.
Yeah, so that's a really good question because we so believe in the power of nutrients and potent nutrients because we see the results in our consumer. We hear from people like, we've been taking your prenatal and finally we were able to conceive. And there are a few common deficiencies. I would say vitamin D is a big one, as you know. And vitamin D relates to many aspects of fertility, hormonal health. And so WeNatal includes 4,000 IUs of vitamin D, which is what is recommended for pregnancy and lactation. Most prenatals on the market have 1,000 IUs of vitamin D. Also, we know that certain conditions like preeclampsia can be related to low vitamin D. And I actually had preeclampsia with my second. At that point, we didn't have WeNatal. And after the fact, I saw that my vitamin D levels were at 20. And I didn't know because I thought I was taking a prenatal that was you know, it is a good brand, and but their vitamin D had 1,000 IUs, and that just isn't enough when you're pregnant. And it isn't enough when you're spending 92% of your time indoors. It just like isn't. So vitamin D is a big one. Another big one is iron deficiency. We hear from so many women in postpartum, and actually research shows that there is specifically starting in the third trimester, because your blood supply doubles when you're pregnant. And it's super important to check your iron levels, because so many women are depleted from iron. And as a result, they can suffer, you know, postpartum depletion. And that can stay for, gosh, like 7 years, some research shows. So, you know, with our formulation, it was interesting because there's this debate of should you include iron or calcium in your supplement, because you can't include both. They compete for absorption.
Interesting.
So if you see a supplement, it will either have iron or calcium. Usually it won't have both. And so we were going down, oh my God, how long did we talk about iron versus supplement? Iron versus calcium. Months.
Yeah.
But ultimately, what we landed on was that it is a lot harder to get iron from your diet, especially when you're pregnant, especially when you have food aversions, and maybe you can't really consume animal-based products as much. We hear that a lot from women who are pregnant, that they have aversion to like red meat or, you know, even eggs or whatever it may be. And so it's just so much easier to get calcium from your diet, generally speaking. And that's why we decided to include iron in our supplement. And also, like, we wanted WeNatal to be a one-stop shop. We didn't want people to have to take WeNatal, like we were taking our prenatal and adding to it, adding iron, adding folate, adding choline, adding this, adding, you know. And so we wanted to make it as easy as possible for the consumer, because at the end of the day, you know this, Jenny, the thing that makes the biggest impact on someone's health is consistency. And if you don't make it easy for them, they're not going to be consistent.
It's like, definitely. So you focus a lot on deficiencies for the supplement. Is there anything added in the supplement as well for detoxing? I feel like toxins are also such a factor for health and fertility. So do any of the ingredients also help with a little bit of like antioxidants detoxing for the women's?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And we completely agree that detoxing before you have a baby is important. When you're pregnant, it's not recommended to detox, because when you're detoxing and you're pregnant, the toxins basically can go to the baby. But we, about 8 months ago, launched a product called Egg Quality Plus. And it is essentially 5 nutrients in one, and it's CoQ10, NAC, alpha-lipoic acid, PQQ, and L-carnitine. The alpha-lipoic acid in there, the purpose of it is to support detox. And then the other nutrients are to support mitochondrial health and kind of create even new mitochondria. And so, you know, when we look at women's fertility and optimizing your egg quality, there is this myth out there that's like, well, you're just older. That's what I was told. You're just older and your eggs are old. There's nothing you could do. But there actually is so much that you could do, because when you support your mitochondrial health, you can actually optimize your egg quality, because the 3 months before you conceive, when the egg is maturing, that is the perfect time to optimize your mitochondria. So the egg essentially splits correctly and you don't have chromosomal abnormalities. So we proved our doctors wrong, because this is a sample size of 2 people. At the age of 42, I had my second child after my miscarriage, after I learned all of these things, and I really leveled up my nutrition. I leveled up my husband's nutrition, and I incorporated acupuncture. I literally did everything that I learned from our team of experts on myself. And at the age of 42, I had my second child. And so one of our biggest PSAs for people is that, you know, don't let, you know, society tell you you're too old. It's not too late. There's so much that you could do for your health and for your longevity. And that's your message too. You know, I think people are having kids later in life, and that's just the reality. But what can we do? There's just so much.
Are you ready to step up your health game? I'm excited to share an exclusive offer from Vivo Barefoot. The pioneers in barefoot footwear designed to bring you closer to nature and improve your overall well-being. Vivo Barefoot shoes are crafted to promote natural movement, enhance your posture, and strengthen your feet. Whether you're hitting the trails, the gym, or just walking around town, these shoes are the perfect companion for your biohacking journey. And the best part, as a Biohacker Blondie listener, you get an exclusive 10% off your purchase with the special discount code BHB. Just enter BHB at checkout and enjoy the benefits of barefoot living. Ready to take the next step? Head over to the link in the show notes or visit biohackerblondie.com to grab your pair of Vivo Barefoot shoes today. Your feet will thank you. I also want to share with you my favorite skincare brand, Young Goose. I recently had an amazing conversation with the founder, Emma Tay, on the podcast, and I can't stop raving about their incredible product line. Young Goose is the number one biohacking skincare brand, and for good reason. Their products are designed to work at the cellular level, providing unparalleled results. I love every product in their line, from their serums to their moisturizers. Everything is formulated with the highest quality ingredients and innovative technology. And here's something special for my listeners. Young Goose has generously provided a discount code just for you. Use the code BHB10 at checkout to get 10% off your purchase. Make sure to check the show notes for the link and the code. Treat your skin to the best biohacking skincare out there with Young Goose and experience the transformation for yourself. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injection? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they've just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to leveluphealth.com, that is LVLUP health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
And I think this is also happening in 20 and 30 year olds. Yes. Like, this is not just older. I think now we are looking at 20 year olds having a difficult time getting pregnant. And it's all these toxins in our environment. And people are wondering why they can't get pregnant, going to IVF, doing all these things when they keep putting in toxins in their body. And so it's like, you have to look at this. Like, I also interviewed the founder of a Rizewell Two-Face.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to do everything, you know, to get pregnant. Sister, she had to do everything to clean her, you know, all the toxins from her home. And then she was able to get pregnant. So I think people need to realize also, it's not just like, take this, you just got to fix all. It's like a lifestyle, you know, and just like with your husband as well, took action. And I'm assuming cleaning, eating cleaner, doing the things needed to get pregnant, because it's not just you, it's both.
For sure. We say you can't just supplement your way out of a bad diet, or like, it's not the one fix for everything, but it's definitely an amazing insurance policy. And as you know, a lot of us who are even trying to eat clean and want to eat like a Mediterranean diet, which is proven to be great for fertility, we still can't get enough nutrients as our grandparents' generation. And so it's crucial to be boosting ourselves with nutrient density. And kind of what we love to educate people on is that 3 to 6 month window of opportunity before you're trying to get pregnant, before you actually conceive. There is so much, like you mentioned, that both partners could do. It is lifestyle based, it is movement based, it's nutrition, it's supplementation. There's so many things that even you mentioned, lifestyle and like cleaning up your home, cleaning up the toxic. We live in a toxic soup. We know that this global fertility crisis is everywhere. It's affecting all nationalities, all socioeconomic status. It's not differentiating. We are seeing.
And it's affecting animals. So they could see the same decline in sperm count in dogs who live in our environment. So all of that to say, not to alarm your audience, we are living in a toxic soup, but there is so much that you could do to take control. And listen, you're not going to like live in a bubble and not be exposed to toxins. It's fine. Our bodies have a natural ability to detoxify. But if you try to like limit things and be mindful, and you we talk about there's easy low-hanging fruit that you could do, like getting an air filter, opening your windows, getting a good quality reverse osmosis or a water subscription that's like clean. Obviously taking a prenatal. And then we always talk about how the kitchen and the bathroom are probably the most toxic places in your household because, you know, the use of plastic and the use of endocrine disrupting chemicals in our personal care products. But in today's day and age, it's so easy to find cleaning supplies and, it's so easy to find bottles. You don't have to be like a granola person who's making their cleaning supplies out of vinegar and
water,
and lemon, baking soda. We go on Thrive Market. We get everything there.
There's so many options, and it could be overwhelming when you think of like, I have to get rid of everything in my house. And you take it one thing at a time. When you run out of cleaning stuff, you get a cleaner version. When you run out of mascara, buy a clean beauty brand. You know, like it doesn't have to be overnight. And there's also low-hanging fruit in things that we don't talk about a lot, like sleep and like doing things to manage our stress. Stress isn't going away. It's bad advice for someone to say, stop stressing if you're trying to get pregnant. Yeah, like kick rocks. It's not going to happen. But what works for you and like finding things that can help mitigate or things you enjoy and bringing joy back into that time frame is so important.
Yeah. I think all that comes into play of just being healthy. And that also, of course, it helps with fertility. Another question I want to ask is about the prenatal for men. Does anything boost testosterone? Is that a big player for sperm quality? Is also testosterone?
Yeah, so testosterone is an interesting one. And actually, when we're looking at the fertility crisis, we're also seeing testosterone levels decreasing in general in all age groups for men. So that is like definitely alarming. There's not one nutrient per se that increases testosterone, but when you implement, you take in the nutrients and you implement a healthy lifestyle, your testosterone will boost naturally. I do want to talk about testosterone replacement therapy because a lot of people don't know that when you take testosterone, as a supplement, it actually makes your sperm count go to zero. So a lot of men who are on TRT should be aware that if they want to get pregnant soon, it takes about a year, could take a year or two to like go back to normal levels. So I think that because your body is essentially thinking it doesn't need to produce it. And as a result, your sperm count goes to zero. Like I mentioned, men's ability to constantly regenerate sperm, things are constantly in motion. And so, yeah, it's kind of one of those things that is like a little like counterintuitive because you think like TRT will like give you more sperm, but it's actually the opposite.
But if they have a high natural testosterone, then that's great.
Yeah.
Just because you're on TRT, so then your body stops producing sperm.
Exactly. Exactly. And for those people, we recommend working with a reproductive urologist to, you know, kind of work with them on transitioning off of it.
Wow. Is there any deficiencies specifically that you see just in men that you have developed for the supplement or specific ingredients that you see?
I think that for men and women, it's pretty much the same thing. It's like the vitamin D levels. And I mean, listen, I will say that even like the B vitamins and how it impacts men beyond just fertility. Mm. We hear from men that they have hair growths all of a sudden, that we hear focus, we hear, you know, so much like libido. And the idea is when you're improving sperm quality, you're improving your health and vice versa. They go hand in hand. And actually, a new study from Denmark just came out showing that men who had better sperm quality lived 5 years longer. And this is in a study, a sample size of, I think, like 80,000 people. So it's a significant barometer of health. And so what we say to people is, if you're experiencing fertility challenges, or even like, you know, for your community, I'm sure your community are people that are proactive. It's just a great opportunity to optimize your health when you're improving your fertility. And also like the home changes that we talked about, the diet, the lifestyle, all of those things will even make you a better parent. Those are the things that you will teach your children. You know, my kids, they like to them, like when they say they drink soda, they mean sparkling water. That's what we drink at home. We don't drink soda, you know. They use the word interchangeably, and sometimes I'm mortified in public because they say, like, I want soda, and people will look at me like I'm crazy, and I'm like, no, they mean sparkling water. So I think even if somebody is having fertility challenges, it's just an opportunity to look under the hood and see what's going on.
Yeah, it's definitely, it all comes into play. Because I think you also recommend the supplement is almost just a multivitamin. Like a lot of people take prenatals as just to increase hair growth or skin or energy or anything. I'm also curious too, have you guys looked, like, I feel like thyroid is a big issue, and that also is for, you know, men and women. Is that something that you can, when you develop prenatal, that you were thinking of? Like, I know like selenium and iodine is a big factor for your thyroid. And then does that impact fertility?
Yeah, thyroid definitely impacts fertility and even like can impact pregnancy loss. And I will say just from like my own personal experience, when I got pregnant with Emma after I had the pregnancy loss, my endocrinologist increased my medication levels. And so, you know, with thyroid, and I think specifically with people who are in the phase of life of trying to conceive, it's better to work with an endocrinologist because it is serious stuff. And like, if you and I do think that like iodine and selenium can make a little bit of a difference on your thyroid levels. But if your thyroid levels are completely off, I personally think it's important to work with an endocrinologist and like just get on medication because it can really impact the health of your pregnancy and even like chances of conception, just like with your first experience.
Yeah. I was like in the normal ranges, but didn't know. And she told me, have you ever thought about checking your thyroid? 20 years at a corporate job, high stress, never even dawned on me. And no doctor flagged it. And I was getting routine physicals. And when I went to an endocrinologist, I uncovered that I had Hashimoto's and that I did was put on medication. And 6 months later, everything was like in optimal levels and I conceived my first daughter. And so it played a huge part in my story and no one was catching it. And so back to like being your own advocate, it's important to make sure everything is optimal and you feel good and you intuitively know your body the best. Even the best doctors don't know as well as you do. And so pushing back a little if you don't feel like things are optimal. And that's what I should have done.
And I just think that it's an important point that you bring up, because we at WeNatal, yes, we have a supplement, but we are also so passionate about sharing this type of information. So on our blog and in our newsletter, you can find any topic under the sun, from root causes of, or like what to do if you have hypothyroid, what are the levels, what to do if you have endometriosis, the root cause of PCOS, how to manage PCOS naturally. Like, I think it's so important to put out information that's like vetted by our medical team, because it's confusing out there. And if you go into like Google, it's just so overwhelming and confusing, and there's conflicting research out there. And honestly, when we were in this journey, we didn't know where to turn. And so what we wanted to do is be able to create resources. And that's why also in January, we launched a fertility masterclass, which if your audience wants to join, it's free. If they go to WeNatal.com/masterclass, it's 11 episodes with experts from pediatricians to nutritionists to doctors to urologists. And we dive into every single topic deep with these people. And so for us, we created this brand because we want to see a change in the world. We want to see, and we want to give people hope, because there is so much that they could do.
So many people are struggling to get pregnant. Birth rates are down. It's kind of like, you know, I think people are looking 50 years ahead and saying this might be something that people cannot do anymore. I mean,
yeah.
So I'm curious too, did you guys ever freeze your eggs? Did you ever try IVF? And I know those are big things that most people kind of say, okay, I can't get pregnant, or I want to get pregnant in my 40s. Have you guys looked into that? And what are your thoughts on that?
Not personally. I didn't do either of those. What ended up happening after my first miscarriage was I ended up going deeper on my own health and my husband's health. Actually, it's all right. My first child, I didn't know about him being part of the equation. So we actually ignored his health. I went deeper on my own health, and that's when I uncovered Hashimoto's. It was my second pregnancy loss that Ronit miscarried a week apart, and we actually uncovered this whole men's health. And at that point, again, sample size of two, we both went deep on the research with our medical board and literally concocted our own versions of WeNatal for her and WeNatal for him, and went on to have healthy babies. And so we knew there was something about this, and we knew we weren't alone. Not only is pregnancy loss on the rise, but so are all these challenges when it comes to fertility. And so when we realized that this problem is actually getting bigger, that's when we went deeper on how do we help provide optimism in this world versus what we got, which is a bunch of dismissive answers and really no solution, and told to just keep going at it.
And I think going back to your question on freezing your eggs or IVF, I think that's a great solution for many people, but our message is it's not the only solution. And anything that we talk about at WeNatal can actually help the outcomes of IVF and egg freezing. And I think another topic is some people think that if they freeze their eggs, it's like a 100% bulletproof insurance policy. And we know that it's not. And it's important to, when you are freezing your eggs, treat it as if you're preparing for pregnancy and do all of the things that we talk about, whether it's taking a prenatal, taking Egg Quality Plus. And it's very important to take it seriously, because you cannot test those eggs when they're frozen. The only time you test them is when those eggs become embryos. And oftentimes the eggs are not viable. So it's important to take it seriously. And I think it's just important to know that IVF is an okay solution for those who need it, but it's not the only solution. And there's so much that you could do before you get to that point.
After your miscarriage, it was basically, I need to improve my husband's health.
And I was like, I'm going to level up my egg quality too, because yes, I was 41 at the time. So you know, just being realistic, like who knows if it came, the loss came from me or from him or from both of us. But we did that. I was taking a prenatal, and on top of it, I added all the nutrients that I talked about for Egg Quality Plus, CoQ10, NAC. And then the other thing that I did was actually I didn't try for 3 months, because what happens is in society, they make you feel like you gotta, your clock is ticking. You gotta keep trying. Like every month that goes by, you're losing eggs. And I personally felt like I wanted to actually take the time to nurture my body, to take care of myself, to optimize my egg quality, for my husband to optimize his sperm quality. And we got pregnant on our first try when I was 42. And so
just de-stressing your body and just letting it be, basically, instead of saying I have to at this time.
Well, I didn't make time. I think if you talk to an IVF doctor, time is the biggest variable for them. They say that as you age, your fertility declines, period. Our perspective is, yes, generally speaking, your fertility will decline as you get older, but there is a lot that you could do to slow down that decline. There's a lot that you could do to optimize your overall health. I know you talk about biological age versus chronological age. You can do all the things that make your cells younger, like improve your mitochondria and have better outcomes like that.
Was your husband hesitant? Did you say, okay, we have to eat this way? I'm taking out your deodorant, clean deodorant. I mean, I would think, you know, some partners might be hesitant to this as well. And so that struggle to say, hey, we need to change everything and make ourselves a clean environment and eat this way. And I'm also curious, I want to talk a little bit about diet and how that impacts fertility and what you kind of have seen that is the best. And sure, it's Mediterranean, but you do see a lot of like hardcore carnivore eggs, you know, all this raw milk, and if that would be good for, you know, men's sperm count. And I'm just wondering what you've seen out there.
Yeah, as far as it comes to our husbands, I'd say overall they were very receptive, especially coming that we came after loss. And we showed them the research, right? Like, it's really hard, I think, is like, I didn't want to be the nagging wife, which I can be at times, but I really want to show him the facts. And I think it's so much easier sometimes for them to hear from a doctor, read it in an article. The proof is in the work, right? And so that, coupled with the fact that we're coming from a very vulnerable place and both willing to roll up our sleeves and improve our health, really got it over the top and made it, you know, my husband doesn't typically live the healthiest lifestyle, but I think he was open to the fact that we need to do this together.
And I think going back to the diet, I think there's, yes, the Mediterranean diet, but it's also making sure that you're eating organic food as much as possible, because we know glyphosate definitely is not helping the fertility situation globally. And, you know, most of the research that's done on men and women and improving fertility is the Mediterranean diet, which essentially is protein, colorful fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds and legumes. So having a balanced diet. And I think it's also, you know, looking at weight in general and making sure that, you know, somebody is not like super overweight or underweight. Those are two things. We know that the number one cause of infertility in women is PCOS, which is essentially, the foundation of it is a blood sugar balance problem. So managing your blood sugar is the foundation of everything.
Yeah. I've also heard too, like the GLP-1s, Ozempic and Govi, I believe, but like have been helping women get pregnant. Have you heard that?
There's a phenomenon, Ozempic babies. And I think it's the GLP-1s are helping people basically overcome PCOS.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. The amount of sugar people are ingesting is just beyond words. Like, we should not be eating all this processed sugar, which comes from processed foods. And, you know, I think that's really the core of disease is our processed food. And then, of course, all the glyphosate and the chemicals are pouring on our food as well.
Correct.
So it's like,
you know, trying to stay away from toxins and then also getting the nutrients that are depleted now. It's like this combo, and then, you know, doing all the health things. It's a whole thing that I think a lot of people are just becoming aware of. Like, we're a very small percentage of people that are aware of this. And I feel like the rest of the world and the rest of the US, you know, 90% have no idea. So we still have so much to do to get the word out and to I think I'm hoping people are realizing there's a lot of corruption in the supplement space with fillers and everything. But how do you know you're getting a good quality supplement? Like, for the ingredients, like, is there a difference between this vitamin D versus this, you know, biotin, or, you know, so how did you source out your ingredients?
Oh gosh, we nerded out on things like you have no idea. And actually, 6 months after launching WeNatal, we reformulated because new research came out it was a meta-analysis looking at 200 studies, looking at optimal dosages of each nutrient. And they're not all the same. We hired a supplement expert, and our team of advisors looked at every single one of our ingredients. So, like, for instance, our choline is microencapsulated, which means it gives you like a bigger bang for your buck. It takes like less space in the capsule, and it has like, it's more potent. So all of this to say is that we looked at every single one of our nutrients and analyzed the form and the dosage. And that is essentially, you know, something that we are also like always committed to upgrading and changing as more research comes out. And it's important to know and ask brands if their product is third-party tested and validated, because we look at our prenatal and we send it out to be third-party tested. And what they do is they look and make sure that what you put on your label is actually in your product, because you never know. And they make sure that the levels of lead and different heavy metals are below the threshold of Prop 65. And they make sure that there's no like bacterial contamination. So it's important for brands to be transparent. And that's what we strive to do. We actually have a page on our website where if you click on it, you can get like a PDF of all of our third-party testing documents. It's so, so important.
Is it common to have heavy metals in supplements?
It could be. It could be, you know, I think we ensure that it's below the levels of Prop 65, which is like the strictest standards. But that's why it's important to ask, you know. That's why it's important to ask for those documentation.
You also have an omega-3 supplement, correct?
Yes, we do. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah. Can we talk about quality and importance of omega-3s on fertility?
Yeah. First off, the consumer experience on most of them are pretty hard to take. They are, you know, if you've ever had the fish burps, you'll never take that supplement again. It's pretty difficult. And so what we realized when doing our own research was that why you get the fish burps is because the fish oil actually went rancid. And so it got oxidized. It's a cheaper product. It's not the quality we expected. And a lot of them have mercury and other really harmful things. And so we source cold press a mixture of different fish from Peru. And we are very proud that it is in a very clean, good form, and you don't get the gross fish burps, and it's a high quality product. It's very important for brain health and baby's brain health, and so is a very important addition to your prenatal. And reducing inflammation, like everybody should be on an omega.
Yeah.
Not just if you're trying to conceive.
And I'm sure, I don't know if you've ever tested, I love Function Health. I tested my omega-3, omega-6 ratio. And do you see that with people a lot? Do you see a lot of omega-3 deficiencies? I feel like that's huge for most people.
Yeah. And what we do hear from a lot of people, and if you go to our Omega page on our website and go down to the reviews, a lot of people will say, like, the proof is in my labs. Mm-hmm. After they take WeNatal Omega DHA Plus, they can actually see the difference in their labs. So that's like pretty cool. And we're very excited this year. We're in the process of a clinical study around our products. So hopefully we could do part two with you soon and talk about the results of our clinical study, because it's important to us that everything is validated with science.
Yeah, I think another topic for supplements is, does it get absorbed? So that's the other thing too. So I know, like, the absorption company, they're like saying that 85% of the supplement doesn't get absorbed into the system. But if you are, see, I mean, I have not taken just absorption. I've taken just the A complex, and I have seen my levels increase dramatically. So I'm sure you're doing lab work yourself. You probably see other people who are taking WeNatal, and you see that increase, maybe a deficiency.
Absolutely. Our customers tell us all the time that WeNatal was the one thing they did differently, and now their labs are in more optimal ranges. And so we're very proud of the dosages and the forms, because the form is what makes it more bioavailable and makes people in all different situations be able to absorb it in a better way.
And do you guys still take it daily and something?
We do. And our parents do, and our entire family does. It's a great, like you said, like, you don't have to be trying to conceive to take this, like, amazing, essentially multivitamin on steroids. So why not?
And you also see, I know, like, hair growth is a big topic as well. Does this help with hair growth? I'm curious.
Well, you know what's interesting is Glamour magazine just shared an article on, like, the top hair growth supplements, and we're up on there with Nutrafol. So people have shared testimonials that it helps with hair growth. Of course, it includes biotin and the B vitamins and zinc, and all of those things help with hair growth.
Do you take other supplements as well, or just this?
I just take WeNatal for her and my Omega. I'm consistent. We're not trying to have kids, but it's my amazing multi, and I actually feel less energy on the days I don't take it. My husband also says he has less mental focus, and so it's become part of our daily routine for so many of us and our friends as a very good quality prenatal. I mean, sorry, multi. So it can serve as a double. And like Ronit mentioned, postpartum could last like 7 to 10 years for some of us. I definitely am still in the fog, so it helps me be at my best.
Can you take this also during pregnancy, post-pregnancy as well?
Yeah, and that is an important note. It's important that, like, people, like, there are some brands out there that are like, we're prenatal, we're postnatal. WeNatal covers the gamut for pre, during, and post. We want to make it simple. We want to make it easy for people. And so, yeah, that's WeNatal.
What is the future of WeNatal? Do you have anything coming up in the future, new products?
We are always innovating. I think resource and education will be the root of our brand. So your consumers and your community can email us at any time at care@WeNatal. The blog that Ronit mentioned is on our website, the research, the education. But of course, we're always innovating. We're listening to our community. We're hearing what they need. And there will be some product launches this year that serve our consumer, but we're really focused on what really doesn't exist out there and what really can help our community, like, thrive.
Yeah. So, like, the masterclass, we might do a part two. We're hearing such good feedback on that. So just, like, your community, we'd love for you to join the masterclass, WeNatal.com/masterclass. And then, as Vita mentioned, on WeNatal.com, you can go to the blog. And then on social, we're at We_Natal. We share a ton of information on there, too.
Amazing. So everyone, go check out WeNatal. I've tried it, loved it. So, and Omega 3 is great. No fishing taste to it at all. So. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. I hope everyone enjoyed this amazing talk with Ronit and Vita. And I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day.
Thank you, Jemmy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. I hope this conversation with Rana and Bita gave you a deeper understanding of the hidden factors affecting fertility and empowering steps you can take, whether you're actively trying to conceive or simply looking to improve your long-term health. If you'd like to explore prenatal supplements, you can learn more at prenatal.com. And don't miss their free fertility masterclass, packed with actionable insights from top doctors and nutritionists. And if you found value in today's episode, it would truly mean the world if you could subscribe, share, or download the show. It's one of the best ways to support Biohacker Blondie and help me reach more listeners looking to take control of their health and longevity. Thanks again for listening. Your health is your greatest wealth.